Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May the 3rd. And then there's this morning, overnight E-buy prices for May corn up 5.5 cents at 465 and a quarter, July wheat up 13.5 cents at 617 and three quarters, and July beans up 10 cents at 1207. The weather is pushing prices higher here. Looks like we're still pretty wet in the Midwest. Looks like more rains are coming in. Nebraska is getting some good rains for the first time in a while. So overall, the moisture is going to slow down planting, and we'll probably get back toward the averages here on Monday night. We'll have to see. We did have a sale this morning of 122,000 metric tons of old crop beans to unknown. We know corn and soybeans have been supported by this new legislation on the sustained aviation fuel. That's going to be helpful for corn and beans long term. Western Russia is dry. That's helping the wheat market out here. Plus, more war tensions in Ukraine. The Argentinian exchange lowered their corn estimate by 3 million metric tons. That's now down 10 million metric tons total from what they were expecting at the beginning of the season. Mato Grosso could lose 2 to 4 million metric tons of beans due to the wetness in the south. They're talking about biblical rains in southern Brazil. And there are more ag strikes possible in Argentina. They're talking about more ports being shut down. There's a big legislation trying to get through in the Argentinian legislature, and there's big debate on it. So whether or not they'll go on strike remains to be seen. But the talk is that if they do go on strike, it's not going to last too long, because nobody's got any money to sustain a long strike out there. So, typical with these things, when we hear these strike news is, you want to sell a rally. When they talk about delays in planning, you want to look to sell rallies, and that's what we're trying to do here. The dollar's down 50 ticks, down to 104.67. That's helpful for the grains. Crude oil is steady. Dow Jones looks to open up 450 higher here this morning. But that's 100 off its highs. Unemployment numbers were very strong here, more jobs created. Bonds up a full basis point. Metals mixed. Bitcoin up another 1,700, 1,800 a coin. So overall, the funds, which are still heavily, heavily short, want in. We can certainly push this market higher. As of last night, I had the funds short 208,000 contracts of corn, short 40,000 wheat, short 108 beans, long 43 meal, and short 70,000 oil. So hopefully we'll see them cover more positions out here, move these markets higher yet. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.